This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and the two main armed groups in Gaza agreed to a ceasefire on Thursday aimed at ending 11 days of deadly violence. A statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the security cabinet had unanimously accepted the recommendations to accept an Egyptian initiative for an unconditional ceasefire. Hamas and Islamic Jihad then confirmed the ceasefire in a statement, saying it would come into force at 2 a.m. local time Friday in about 2 hours. The fighting has seen Israeli jets pound Gaza with airstrikes as militants fired thousands of rockets into Israel after days of tensions in Jerusalem sharply escalated on May 10th. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres had told the General Assembly early Thursday the fighting must stop immediately. He says if there's a hell on earth, it is the lives of children in Gaza. Two Egyptian security delegations will be sent to monitor the ceasefire deal, diplomatic sources tell AFP. The delegations will be sent to Tel Aviv and the Palestinian territories to monitor the ceasefire's implementation and procedures to maintain stable conditions permanently. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a hate crimes law Thursday aimed at protecting Asian Americans who have suffered a surge in attacks during the COVID-19 pandemic. Biden says the Asian American community has been made a scapegoat of anti-Chinese sentiment since the coronavirus outbreak began in Wuhan, China in 2019. Activist group Stop AAPI Hate says there were more than 6,000 hate incidents in the year from March 2020, but many more were likely not reported to police. This is VOA News. EU member states reached a deal Thursday, paving the way for a COVID-19 certificate to open up travel in Europe, just as the operators of the iconic Eiffel Tower in Paris announced a July reopening. The deal will allow anybody living in the EU's 27 countries to secure a digital health pass by the end of June that displays their vaccination status, results of a COVID-19 test, or recovery from a coronavirus infection. The certificate is seen as a key tool to save the European summer vacation season, and the operators of the Eiffel Tower, one of the biggest tourist attractions on the continent, announced it will reopen on July 16th after several months of closure due to the pandemic. Visitor numbers will be limited to 10,000 a day to meet social distancing requirements, fewer than half of their pre-COVID levels, the operator tells AFP. However, a World Health Organization director warned Thursday that progress against the coronavirus pandemic remains fragile and international travel should still be avoided. And in Japan, criticism is mounting over the slow start to coronavirus inoculations with just 2 months until it hosts the Olympic Games. A Japanese government panel in Tokyo on Thursday recommended approval of Moderna and AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccines. The Pfizer formula is currently the only vaccine licensed for use in Japan, where less than 2% of the population of 125 million are so far fully vaccinated. Japan public sentiment is against the games, with polls showing a majority want the event delayed further or canceled. The United States has condemned in a strongly worded statement the nomination of notorious former Liberian warlord Prince Johnson to a top defense post and said it would not have any relationship with him in his new job. Johnson, a brutal figure in Liberia's first civil war from 1989 to 1997, was elected head of the Liberian Senate Committee on Defense and Intelligence on Tuesday. A failed presidential candidate and senator, the 68-year-old, sent shockwaves around the world after a video showed him calmly sipping beer while looking on as his men tortured former President Samuel Doe to death in 1990. Nigeria's Boko Haram leader, Abubakar Shekau, has been seriously wounded after trying to kill himself to avoid capture during clashes with rival Islamic State allied jihadists in the north of the country, two intelligence sources said Thursday. Shekau's Boko Haram faction and fighters from the Islamic State West Africa province had been battling in northeastern Borno State. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.